This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu today said India is the blessed land of Dhamma, and in every age there have been great masters and mistakes. Addressing the gathering of the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi, President Murmu said the Buddha holds a unique place among these pathfinders. The president said that when the world today is facing an existential crisis on many fronts, the Buddhist community has much to offer to humankind. She stressed the need to discuss the role of Buddhism in strengthening Asia and how it can bring real peace to Asia and the world. She said Buddhism's central message remains focused on peace and nonviolence, and highlighted that the world needs compassion today. The winter session of Parliament will be held from 25th November to 20th December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India is the only country in the world where 11 languages are recognized as classical languages. He said this while chairing the 32nd meeting of the Kendriya Hindi Samiti in New Delhi on Monday, highlighting that 5 more Indian languages were recently granted classical language status. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has undertaken several initiatives for the preservation, promotion and extensive use of Indian languages. He stated that these efforts have made the period from 2014 to 24 an era dedicated to the protection and promotion of Indian languages. Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission Chairman Professor Pradeep Lingfa and Secretary Parul Gore Mittal today made a courtesy call on Chief Minister Pema Khandu at his Civil Secretariat office. In a social media post, Khandu said he and the APPSC officers discussed various measures taken to further strengthen the APPSC and ensure total transparency and fairness in every recruitment examination. Arunachal Pradesh Lieutenant General retired K.T. Pranayak met his West Bengal counterpart Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose at Raj Bhavan in Kolkata on Sunday last and provided him a glimpse into the rich cultural heritage of Arunachal's diverse communities. Governor Pranayak said that Arunachal Pradesh has 26 major tribes and more than 100 sub-tribes, with each having distinct culture and traditions. He proposed cultural and educational exchange programs, which he said will help the youth of both states to have first-hand knowledge of each other and also create strong bonds amongst them. The Galo community celebrated Nirman Bangu Alo, a day dedicated to honoring the women of the community at the Galo Heritage Center cum Moping Ground in Tarajuli, Nahalagan today. This annual celebration aims to recognize the invaluable contributions of Galo women to the society. Organized by the Nirman Bangu Celebration Committee, ICR 2024, the event witnessed a variety of cultural performances, speeches and interactive sessions highlighting the achievements and roles of Galo women in the spheres of education, health and social welfare. The attendees expressed pride in their shared identity and discussed ways to empower future generations of Galo women, fostering a sense of unity and strength within the community. The Tibet Support Group of Arunachal Pradesh has expressed firm belief that under the leadership of Central Tibetan Administration Sikyong, Tibetan Government-in-Exile President Penpa Sering, CTA, will renew its call for finding a solution to the decade-long Tibetan conflict with China through talks. The TSGAP leadership expressed this during a meeting with Penpa Sering, who is on a four-day visit to Arunachal Pradesh at Tenzingao in West Kameng District on Sunday. Addressing the visiting delegation, TSGAP President Tar Tarak said that the group will continue to extend support for the Tibetan freedom struggle while assuring to work for the basic welfare of the Tibetan community residing in Arunachal Pradesh. Film and Television Institute of India student film Sunflowers with the First Ones to Know has qualified for the 2025 Oscars in the live-action short film category. This Kannada language short film directed by FTII student Chidananda S. Nayak is inspired by Indian folk stories and traditions. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.